Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. This morning, we're checking in with an area resident who's currently in Chicago covering protests outside the convention. Here's his report on how things went on Monday.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Reichard. I am a freelance journalist, live in Belfast, Maine, and I am here in Chicago covering the protests at the Democratic National Convention, protests primarily about Palestine. Yesterday, I attended a protest in Union Park here in Chicago. The organizers said from the stage there were 10,000. That's possible. I think it might have been closer to 5,000. There were a number of speakers from a number of groups, and the speeches were quite militant, as were many of the signs. The creativity in the signs and costumes and a little bit of kind of street theater was all quite impressive, more so than I have seen at other protests over the decades throughout my life, going back quite a ways. There were groups such as Latinos for Palestine, LGBTQ community, and unions. There was you could perhaps call it a speech. It was pretty short, maybe 5 minutes, by Cornel West, and that was quite good. It was interesting that he did not talk about his running for president. I've never known a presidential candidate to not mention that. Thursday, there's going to be another protest. I think it's at 5 p.m. here, Central Time. And that is being billed as a more militant protest. Whether that will actually happen, whether it will in fact be more militant, I don't know. So I was at the protest yesterday for 4 hours, and after the protest, they marched to the vicinity of the convention center. They're not allowed in the close proximity to the convention center, but reportedly 4 people tried to break the police lines and were arrested. And I don't think that any more than that were arrested. And I checked this morning the New York Times, Democracy Now, and CNN, and I saw no mention of any arrest. At the protest, there were, I would say, more than 100 cops. There were also a small group of Zionist protesters or counter-protesters, and there was a small group of anti-choice protesters who were quite vocal, quite loud. They were at the back. They were cordoned off by folks from the actual protest. And with the Zionists, one guy started to chant right by the Zionist, free, free Palestine. And he left and was later surrounded by cops. And I thought he was being kettled and was going to be arrested, but he was allowed to go free. And I think the cops are just asking him to please not do that anymore. There was quite a bit of media there from around the world. I wouldn't be surprised if there were 100 media there. I had never seen so many media in one place, not even at demonstrations considerably bigger than that. I would also add that the depictions of the signs and also kind of theatrical depictions of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were quite graphic and not flattering. 99% of the protesters were there to protest U.S. support for Israel, funding of Israel, weapons sales to Israel, overall, historically, but also within the context of the current war on Gaza and the West Bank. It was, I would say, predominantly young, 20s, but also, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I saw elderly people there who were having difficulty walking. There were many people there with T-shirts and signs identifying as Jewish against funding and arming Israel and against the war on Gaza. I intend to write this up for Counterpunch, which is at counterpunch.org, and folks can make a search for my name, Lawrence Reichard, LawrenceReichard.
We will link to that in the notes for today's show as well. Thanks, Lawrence.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.